This podcast is brought to you by Adidas. Same dogs, new threads. Head to huskyteamstore.com to check out the new collection. This podcast is sponsored by University Bookstore. Join the Pack Rewards and save 10% on Husky gear every day, even on game day. Join the Pack today at ubookstore.com.
Guys, it's Hannah, and you are listening to Wellness Weekly, the podcast where I, Hannah Krieg, as I already said, recap what's going on in the wellness section this week, hence the name Wellness Weekly. Pretty simple concept, I know. I'm starting off alone, which is horribly sad, but we do have Ash Shaw coming in later, which will be obviously a freaking treat because Ash has been on the show before. She talked about blood transfusion, super cool. Probably going to repeat that when she comes in here, so don't know why I'm saying that now. But anyway, I'm alone because I'm talking about me. Sometimes I do that, but I wrote like 3 articles that got published this week. Not to toot my own horn, but just kidding. That's super annoying. But I wrote an article outside of Thirst Trap. Can you believe that? I write a dating column and that's like all I write. But I wrote an article about Mercury and how it's been in retrograde all month and just exactly what that means. And I want to talk to you about it today. And it's funny that I'm doing this alone because whenever I start talking about astrology, all of my friends within a 10-mile radius just disappear. Not really, no. Like, my friends, some of them are aspiring astrology hoes, but I am the most hoey of all the astrology hoes. Like, I'm kind of into it. But anyway, my friend actually texted me, and she told me, Mercury's in retrograde, and I lost my AirPods because of it. Will you talk about it in an article? That'd be such a cool article. I was like, dang, like, you're right, except Mercury was supposed to end, like, the retrograde was supposed to end a week from when she told me, so kind of had a little bit of a time crunch to make sure it was still relevant, and the article did come out on the last day of retrograde, which is fine, but it's just me trying to be relevant to the times and just missing the boat a little bit. But anyway, yeah, so after she told me that, I was very interested in it because I feel like we always cite Mercury in retrograde or attribute all these negative things to the planet literally just moving backwards or appearing to move backwards in the sky, which is kind of like, I'm into that. I'm into blaming my problems on anyone but myself, but it is kind of an interesting thing that we do, like, oh, I lost my AirPods because Mercury's in retrograde, or this is happening because Mercury's in retrograde. I'm in such a bad mood because Mercury's in retrograde. And I feel like it's not a huge society problem. I'm not trying to be all woke, but sometimes we go a little too far with it because we don't really know what it's supposed to mean. Obviously, not obviously, but disclaimer, I don't really believe in astrology. I talk about it like I believe in astrology, and it probably sounds like I believe in astrology, but not really. Yeah, so anything I say, I'm saying this is like the theory, the full fantasy of astrology. I don't really subscribe to these beliefs. Sometimes it is like, oh, maybe, and like, who's to say the stars don't have something to say, you know? I don't know, but that's just me being kind of woo-woo, you know? Anyway, Mercury has been in retrograde since October 31st, and it ended November 20th, but there's still a little grace period where things are adjusting back to normal, which is called the shadow period, and that lasts until December 7th, so we have a little bit of time where things could be still wonky. So for those of you who don't know, in astrology, every planet rules things in your life. Like, Venus rules your love life, your sun rules like your ego and your personality. The moon rules like your emotions and your comfort and things of that nature. Mercury rules, according to the astrologer I spoke to and my research online, Mercury rules things like communication, logic, reasoning, transportation. He described them, the astrologer I talked to, Renee, he described them as kind of mundane things, but very everyday things. So they have big effects on our, like, more daily life. I guess you could say it's just very common things kind of misfire. So basically, you can't blame everything on Mercury being in retrograde. If you're having problems in your love life, probably not Mercury's fault. It is not supposed to rule your relationships. Maybe you could attribute communication issues to Mercury being in retrograde, but specific love life things or like emotional problems, the moon doesn't go into retrograde, so that's really not a thing, but I'm sure the phase of the moon probably have some effect or some perceived effect in the realm of astrology. But that's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about retrograde. Me obviously not preparing for a podcast, just coming on here. So yeah, it was really interesting because a lot of my friends kind of complained about Mercury being in retrograde with things about their mood and other issues, which probably is more like seasonal affective disorder. But, you know, it's an easier pill to swallow that it's only going to last 30 days and not the entire fall, winter, early spring season. But yeah, Mercury's not in charge of that. The astrologer I talked to, who works at Gargoyle's Statuary, he cited a couple real life things I thought were super interesting. He told me that this retrograde, they actually started tolling in the tunnel downtown. And he said that a lot of Uber drivers started avoiding that area and it made traffic really bad and really confusing, which of course plays into this whole transportation thing, which I thought was super interesting and kind of, I don't know, sometimes people say those things, I'm like, damn, I believe in astrology now, like, you made a believer out of me, the skeptic is no more, baptize me, you know, it's just, I'm easily won over, I'm a Libra, like, I don't know if that actually means that, but anyway, and also, retrograde isn't all bad, nothing is all bad, well, that's not true, but let's try to look at the positives, people. He said that retrograde, which is literally the phenomenon, I don't know which is the plural, which is the singular, but this event, I guess you could say, where the planet appears to be in backwards or retrograde motion, can also lead missing things back into your life. So it comes back just how the planet is going back. So he actually said that one time his car was stolen, and then the next retrograde, he found it again, which is super cool because car, transportation, Mercury rules over transportation. That's dope. me getting excited about astrology. Interesting. But I was kind of shook about that. That kind of got me. I also asked him because it was funny how, interesting that the retrograde lasted basically the entirety of Scorpio season, which, happy birthday, Scorpios. It's almost Sag season. Probably, like, by the time this podcast comes up, it will be Sag season, probably the first day. The retrograde was entirely during Scorpio season, and for those of you who don't know, Scorpio season is a time of, like, intrigue and mystery and digging up dirt, is what I learned from the astrologer and also just, you know, Tumblr. But basically, he said that these two in combination is really interesting because this is also the time of a lot of talk and a lot of action with the Trump impeachment trials, which is like a lot of investigation, which goes into definitely the Scorpio season. And then Mercury is all about going back, and a lot of things are going back to the past to investigate and see what needs to be done in the future to make our country a better place, make America great again, as one might say. But I thought that was super interesting and just kind of cool because a lot of people relate the planets to very personal, kind of insignificant things. Like, I know losing your AirPods is probably devastating because those are very expensive, but I never really thought about astrology in correlation with, like, world events. And, I mean, not that the tolling downtown is a world event, but it is larger than me having a bad day. It is a thing, you know? It's a thing. I just thought that was super interesting. Thankfully, retrograde is over now. We still have the shadow period, as I mentioned before. But I'll just read a little bit of the article because I like the ending. I don't know. I like endings. They're my favorite thing to write. But anyway, keep in mind, that whether or not you believe in astrology, the movement of the stars is what you make of it. If you focus on the technological malfunctions and miscommunications that are thought to accompany retrograde, you will likely see a lot of that in your life. If you try to take advantage of the retrograde and reconnect with those you've lost contact with, you might not find yourself lamenting about the planets on social media. And of course, if you think it means nothing at all, you probably won't be too bothered by the illusion of Mercury moving backwards across the sky. So that's the article. I hope you guys had a great retrograde and that you found time to reconnect with people and go back and enjoy the good things of retrograde. I hope there weren't too many techie problems in your life.
This podcast is also brought to you by Global Innovation Exchange. Are you ready to lead the development of innovative solutions for connected devices or robotics? The UDEM Master of Science and Technology Innovation, MSTI, offered by the Global Innovation Exchange, teaches the skills needed to go from concept to development and onto market. GAX is a new model of experiential education founded by the UW, Tsinghua University, and Microsoft. Work alongside industry sponsors to get hands-on experience. Courses are focused in the areas of design thinking, technology development, and entrepreneurship. Learn more at our next info session on October 3rd at 6 p.m. at the UW Allen Library Auditorium and explore our cutting-edge space on December 5th at 5:20 p.m. at the Global Innovation Exchange in Bellevue. Learn more and sign up at gixnetwork.org. GIX, design, build, launch. Between tuition, books, student loans, and living expenses, managing money as a college student can be stressful. BECU is here to help. Visit becu.org/uw-student for financial advice made specifically to help UW students start their financial lives on the right foot. BECU can guide you step by step through tracking your spending, building a budget, learning to save, and understanding how to avoid common financial mistakes. BECU is a not-for-profit credit union and home of the exclusive purple and gold UW debit card. Visit becu.org/uw-student to get started. Federally insured by NCUA.
So now that we're done talking about horoscopes, I can finally shut up about that. I am joined by Ash. Hey, Ash. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I'm so glad that Ash has been on the show before. If you guys didn't know, she is a writer for The Daily. She writes Procrastinate and Steminism, which I will stan until I die. I love that column so much. So basically, in summary, Ash is very cool, and she wrote a really cool double feature. And yeah, what did you write, Ash?
Okay, so this was, we were running with the idea of the placebo effect, and then I wrote one feature from the science side describing the, like, history, how it works, the, like, biology behind it, and then, like, a mirrored article on the health and wellness side where I talked about where do we see the placebo effect in wellness techniques and self-care strategies that we use every day, and how much of that is real and how much of it is quote-unquote the placebo effect.
Wait, I love that. I love that you went with, like, health and wellness and then also, like, science. Like, that's so cool because they're, like, so tied together but also, like, so different, you
right,
know? It's just, that's a really cool cross-section kind of thing going on. Yeah, I'm super jealous of that. I want to, now I'm thinking, oh my god, I want to do a double feature too, but I don't know what to do. But anyway, so you started with,
oh, well, actually, this was just came up during, like, a section, after the section meeting, we were all just talking, and both articles, so we just started talking about the placebo effect, and then Mac was like, I really want to talk about this from the health and wellness side, and we were just talking about it, and Thelonious was like, yeah, I want a feature on this too, what if we did, like, a double feature, and I'm like, cool, what
oh
if
my
I
God.
Wrote both?
That's so cool, wow, I should go to meetings, that's
yeah.
fun.
I picked this up, like, a month and a half ago, and then, because
oh, wow.
I had too many, as you've mentioned, I do a lot of crap.
Yeah.
So I was like, can we just have this be like week 9? And they're like, yeah, no, that's fine. Like, they were super supportive of it.
Oh, good.
And yeah, it took a while, but it finally came together.
Well, I'm glad it did. Dang, that is a lot of work into something. So for those of us who don't know what a placebo is, could you just define that really quick for us?
Yeah, so the placebo and the placebo effect are two different things.
Okay.
Placebo effect is, oh, let's start with the placebo. A placebo is sometimes medication, not always, but something that, like, doesn't have an active ingredient in it.
Okay.
So, like, technically it's nothing. Like, it's a sugar pill.
Uh-huh.
So they use that in, like, research studies. Like, someone will get a sugar pill and someone will get the real thing and they'll see, like, what the difference is. But the placebo effect is what happens when, even though you've taken a sugar pill, you think you've taken the real thing. And so this, like, power of expectations that's in your mind that, like, oh, this is going to make me feel better, your body does that, and you feel better. And it's, like, one of the craziest phenomenons in all of, like, science.
That is so crazy. Dang. I like that power of whatever you said. That was interesting. You also mentioned something known as the nocebo effect. I've never heard of that. Can you give us a little definition?
So the nocebo effect is, it's controversial, and not every, like, in one of my interviews, my interview was also, like, reluctant to be, like, it's not a commonly used term.
Oh, okay.
But it's in the same way that you think the placebo effect is going to do something good to you, and that it does. If you think it has a, it's a medication, so you imagine that there's going to be side effects. Even if you've taken a sugar pill, you can get nauseous and throw up and, like, feel sick.
Wait, really?
Yeah, there's, like, an opposite side to that. And I just think that's so interesting.
That is. Dang. But that's, like, it's like a metaphor for life, you know? Like, if you go into it with your expectations, you're going to get what you expect. That's crazy. Okay.
Yeah. Like, I've always wondered, like, what if you took... Maybe it's a question I could have asked one of my sources, but I didn't. But what if you took the real thing, but someone told you that it was a placebo?
Oh my God, should we do some science?
Like, would it not work, even though it's, like...
I wonder.
Like,
I always...
Is there, like, a negative placebo effect?
Dang, maybe this will make me sound like I'm just a crazy stoner or something. But I always think that with, like, if someone took, like, an edible or something and you didn't tell them, like, would they... Like, how much of it is really suggestion?
And no, I agree.
I mean, I'm not saying we should drug people. Obviously not. But I know what you're saying. Like,
yeah.
How much is just suggestion? Or if you told them specifically, this is not, how powerful is that that could overcome the real stuff that's going on, you know?
Because I know alcohol's like that, too, is that if you're... It's a lot about, like, because you know you've mm-hmm. like, had alcohol, and so you should be acting drunk. And, like,
right.
That's why the same amount of alcohol in a social setting will... act way drunker than that same amount of alcohol, just you and, like, one friend.
Yeah, if you're just, like, in your room drinking, like, you're not gonna be going as crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting, yeah. Basically, in the article, you talk about that scientists aren't exactly sure why or how placebos work, but we have some ideas. So, what are those theories?
Yes. All of these are just, like, theories, and also I don't fully understand all of them.
Right.
But one is that... So if you think the placebo effect is going to fix, like, how your, like, muscles work, it's obviously not doing that.
Oh, okay.
But your, like, expectations and your excitement about this might trigger endorphins, which is, like, and endorphins themselves are kind of a natural painkiller. Like, they're sort of like morphine.
Okay.
And that's what could be doing a lot of this. And that's why a lot of people, like, they feel their migraines going away because, again, painkiller. They feel, like, pain relief in different joints and things like that. So, and it's not actually acting on what you think it's doing, but it's not doing nothing.
Wow. Okay, Bill Nye. Dang. I feel educated. That's super cool. So, in the second article, you really come for face masks. So, tell me, Ash, why do you hate fun? Just kidding. I actually didn't know face masks were, like, a placebo, or people talked about them or debated about them being a placebo. So what is that, like, that debate?
I also literally did not know there was a debate. I didn't even know this was up for debate. Like, I was like, well, face masks, they fix your face. Like,
yeah.
I do face masks. Like, I fully own that. And then when we were discussing about ideas, Mac was like, why don't you look into face masks? And they were like, yeah, there's... like, a debate about this.
Really?
Like, interesting. So I talked to a dermatologist, and I'm like, say more, won't you?
Say more.
And she was basically like, this is, like, a thing that's been going on in... So most face masks say that they're going to, like, hydrate your skin mm-hmm. and moisturize it. And they do that, because, like, it's wet stuff on your face. Like, it's going to hydrate.
It's wet stuff.
But some of them talk about, like, they're going to, like, detoxify and, like, do all these extra things.
Uh-huh.
And in reality, there's very few active ingredients in face masks. And a lot of the things that they'll put, like, lychee extract and kiwi juice in your face masks.
Uh-huh.
And, like, your face doesn't need that. There's no scientific reason for them to be there. But these are plants, nature. These are, like, calming, soothing things.
Uh-huh.
So a part of it is just, like, oh...
Oh, yeah, I kind of feel that, because if it's like, oh, it has avocado, I'm like, oh my God.
Right?
Or just...
I'll be like, oh, aloe? Okay, that's gonna...
That'll cure
fix
me.
Fix my life, like,
yeah.
Right there.
Dang.
So, like, and I know, like, I know that face masks are not, like,
right,
fixing. Like, I know that. They're not gonna give me clear skin tomorrow or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And they still make me feel calmer and happier. Like, even as someone who can recognize the placebo effect, they still make me feel calmer. So it's like...
Yeah, I guess that's true. Like, even if I'm not doing it really for, like, skin health benefits, if I'm, like, gonna just hang out and watch Netflix, like, right, put on a face mask, wear a cute robe, like, feel good, yeah, you know?
It's like, the act of just, like, our lives are crazy, and to just sit down and do nothing for 15 minutes is a gift.
Yeah, do nothing and, like, focus on yourself, even if it's, like, not actually helping you, just the act of trying to, like, be with yourself, right, is, like, really,
yeah,
can be healing, I guess. Maybe not to your skin, but maybe to your soul.
Right.
That's so interesting. Yeah, what other placebos do you use, like, in your life, do you think?
I would say face masks are the biggest one because mm-hmm. I'm so STEM to cover my life, dude. So, like, I've never experimented with any other wellness strategies because I've always had such a, like, tunnel vision view of, like, if it's not explained by science, it's not real.
Interesting.
And I had to really step out of that to write this article. I had to be all, like, there's, like, stop. You were pre-med for a year, let it go. And, well, I guess, like, it's hard to say what placebos I use because the biggest part about placebos is, like,
you don't know.
Not recognizing that they're a placebo.
I guess, like, sorry, I'm sure, bad question.
Like, I'm sure I do things that I'm just, like, oh, like, I will walk, like, 5 minutes a day because once I read in an article that that's going to, like, fix me. And I'm sure that's not real, but since I read that in the back of my mind, I'm just like, this is
I never thought
and
about
so
that.
I keep doing it.
Like, I was thinking so, like, product, but, like, yeah, just, like, the little practices we do, like, you'll see a nutrition article and it'll be like, oh, try to only eat between these hours and these
exactly.
like intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
But then also it's like you should eat as soon as you wake up and then spread out your meals
right.
super small, like 7 meals a day. It's like there's so many different and like contradictory like ideas out there for what is health and what is wellness. That's
right.
Yeah. Dang, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's not super placebo, but I'm doing something with no knowledge of it'll
actually
work.
The whole thing is that, like, I just expect it to work, and,
yes.
like, that's it. That's, like, I don't question it, and that's kind of what the placebo effect is.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Some placebos I use. Thanks for asking. some placebos I use. I do, like, hair vitamins, which just does not help my hair at all. My hair won't grow any longer than the length it is now, which is fine. I have extensions, so woo. But, yeah, I take, like, hair gummy supplements sometimes. But sometimes I just take them because they kind of taste good.
Right. I know. Like, I totally get that.
Like, I'm like, oh, I kind of need something sweet right now. I guess I'll take a hair supplement.
I had a cousin who had gummies that he would take for, like, not, like, skin?
Oh,
maybe,
yeah.
Question mark. And I was like, it's sweet. I'll eat it. Sure.
Yeah. Just have one. See what happens. Yeah, that and... Sometimes, I mean, this is going to be controversial, but I think, like, I take ZQL sometimes to, like, fall asleep. I think, I don't know if that probably does have active ingredients in it or whatever.
Probably.
But I feel like it wouldn't even have to. Like, that could be, like, they could sell me a sugar pill and I would
100%.
Fall asleep. 100%. It's like, oh, I'm tired enough that I need to fall asleep and I can't. I'm just going to take a pill and then it will relax, you know? Just the idea that I'm going to fall
For
asleep
sure.
will relax me enough so I can fall asleep. Dang, I'm going to start... a business
patent
where
pending.
I sell people sugar pills to make them fall asleep.
I 100% believe that if someone gave me a Red Bull with, like, Pepsi in it and was like, this is, like, Monster, I would be, like, I feel like a lot of staying awake is mental. And as someone who drinks a lot of coffee, I think I need it. Like, because I get, like, caffeine withdrawal headache.
Oh, no, I get that, too.
And so anytime I feel a little bit tired at, like second half of the day, I'm like, oh, I need a caffeine pick me up, when, like, in reality, like, I probably don't, and I think it's just in my head. And so people could I'm pretty sure that, like, a placebo caffeine thing would work on a lot of people.
Dang, have you ever heard of this energy drink? It's called Bang.
I tried that recently for the first time.
They're like
the pre-workout,
yeah,
like crazy,
it's
like
300 milligrams of caffeine or something insane like that, where a Red Bull of the same size is like 90, I'm pretty sure. These are kind of bullshit numbers, but it's around that, like, disparity and, like, how much caffeine there is. And honestly, I wonder, because I the first time I drank Bang, I didn't drink that much because I was like, oh, 300, that's going to, like, wreck me. I'll, like, literally have a heart attack because caffeine hits me like a truck a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if no one would have told me how much caffeine I just drank it all, if I would even, like, feel that.
I think you're right, like, about that, because energy drinks used to, like, work really well for me in the past, uh-huh. and then I started looking at the numbers, and I've, like, worked as a barista before, so I know how much uh-huh. caffeine is in a shot, and I'd be like, oh, so this is kind of like a grande latte. That's mm-hmm. not a big deal. And then, like, I feel like maybe all of this is I'm way too much in my head about this, but I'm like, I feel like they stopped working as much once I recognized that, like, it's not as much caffeine as I thought it was.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could also be, like, your body adjusting to, like, how much caffeine you drink. But I don't know. Because, honestly, a coffee will give me more caffeine than, like, even if it's less value of caffeine, it'll make me more awake than an energy drink.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I'm just more used to energy drinks or something like that.
That's because you build a tolerance to these things.
That's true.
Also, this is, going back to, like, the things of placebos I use, I don't know if this is real.
Okay.
But I read in an article, like, a long time ago, that apples can wake you up.
Oh, I read that too!
And so I was like, cool, great. And that could not be real at all, but I feel like it works.
Yeah, no, my friend, I worked with her, my coworker, I guess, not my friend that I worked with, my coworker, she would always come to work with, like, an apple, and she's like, yeah, this, like, is, like, the same as, like, coffee or whatever. And I also heard, like, if you drink a cold glass of water right when you wake up, it's the same as drinking coffee or caffeine.
Damn.
Wow, we're never going to have caffeine again.
Exactly.
We're just going to trick ourselves. We're going to be so healthy.
We're the solution.
Wow, we are the future. Well, I'm so glad you wrote this article. It is, or both articles, I should say. They're both really well done and definitely worth a read. They are up on dailyudub.com right now, and they are called Maybe That Face Mask Isn't Doing Much for Your Skin, But If It Makes You Feel Better, Why Not Go For It Anyway? And How an Aid to Experimental Validity Became a Psychological Phenomenon.
Short and sweet.
I know, those are long titles, but it's worth the read, okay? Yeah, so please go check out Ash's work on the Daily website, these articles, and then everything else she does is good, so worth a... just hyping my girl up. But yeah, thank you so much for being on the show, Ash.
Thank you for having me again.
Yeah, of course. That's all we have for this week's episode of Wellness Weekly. Please tune in probably next quarter. Who knows when the next one will be? But yeah, thanks, guys. See you later.